Good afternoon from the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau. I'm Yvonne Quimry. The Juneau School Board swore in three members and honored two outgoing members at a meeting on Tuesday. In this fall's municipal election, Steve Whitney was reelected to the board after being appointed to fill a seat vacated earlier this year. Jenny Thomas and Melissa Colum were elected to the board for the first time. The board honored outgoing members Emil Mackey and Dee Dee Sorensen. Mackey initially joined the board in 2015. In his outgoing remarks, he said he hopes to see an end to what he called, quote, an attack on our public servants, unquote, nationwide. Sorensen worked as a teacher for the district for more than 35 years and was elected to the board in 2019. She ran unsuccessfully as a write-in candidate this fall. Both Sorensen and Mackey survived a failed recall effort last year following the district's school consolidation. Mackey commended Sorensen for attending meetings while undergoing cancer treatments during that time.
She could have died during that process, and she did not miss a single meeting. She would have chemo in the morning, and she would be on the Zoom call later that night.
Sorensen thanked the public and her colleagues before leaving and said she plans to enjoy some time off.
Got my all clear from my oncologist last week. And so for the knowable future, things are looking really good.
Once the new members were sworn, the board immediately got to work on district business, including formally accepting Superintendent Frank Hauser's resignation and listening to more than an hour of public comment about union contracts. Though Alaskans approved ranked choice voting nearly 5 years ago, the debate about whether it actually benefits voters persists. At a Juneau Chamber of Commerce luncheon this afternoon, two speakers shared what they think of the system. Alaska uses a ranked choice voting system for statewide elections. Voters approved it in 2020 and used it for the first time in 2022, though there have been attempts to repeal it. The system allows voters to rank candidates by preference. Rebecca Braun is a senior policy strategist with the Alaska Venture Fund and spoke in favor of the system. Braun argues that ranked choice voting encourages voter participation and reduces political polarization.
It might not be perfect, but I think that it's better. I don't think there's any voting system that has no distortions. Mathematicians study this, and there's almost nothing where you have 100% perfect outcomes. But this seems like, to me, a better system.
Alaska is one of only two states that use ranked choice voting. 10 Republican-led states have banned it. Murray Walsh spoke against the system at the forum. He's a retired land use consultant and is a part of a statewide campaign to repeal ranked choice voting. Walsh argues that it makes voting unnecessarily complicated and unfairly gives Democrats an advantage. The Alaska Republican Party has consistently opposed ranked choice voting.
Anytime you take something that people do understand and make it more complicated so that they don't understand it, and then you're alienating the voter.
According to data from the state's Division of Elections, Juneau voters appear to support ranked choice voting. The capital city overwhelmingly voted against an effort to repeal the statewide system last year, which only very narrowly failed statewide. Though the discussion today centered around ranked choice voting in state elections, the city and borough of Juneau could soon be the first major Alaska city to adopt the system. Larger cities in the United States, like New York, San Francisco, and Minneapolis, already use ranked choice voting in local elections. Earlier this summer, Juneau Assemblymember Ella Atkinson proposed an ordinance to adopt the system locally. She says the change will help build community consensus. The Assembly chose to delay voting on the ordinance until after this fall's local election. Members are expected to take the topic back up in the coming weeks. And Juneau's new hydroelectric utility passed one of its last hurdles this week toward expanding the capital city's energy grid. The company plans to break ground on its hydropower plant next year. KTOO's Alex Solomon reports.
The City and Borough of Juneau's Planning Commission approved Juneau Hydropower's permit to build its Sweetheart Lake hydroelectric project at a meeting on Tuesday night. Duff Mitchell is the managing director of Juneau Hydropower. He said in an interview that this is one of the last permits the new utility needed before breaking ground.
This is very strong momentum for us, meeting our timeline of being in construction next year.
It's been a long time coming. Mitchell started the process more than 15 years ago. The proposed Sweetheart Lake hydroelectric project would grow Juneau's hydropower capacity by 19.8 megawatts. That's enough to increase the borough's electricity by around 20%. It would bring renewable energy to rural parts of Juneau, including Coors' Kensington Mine, which burns roughly 4.5 million gallons of diesel per year. Mitchell said at the meeting that getting the mine on renewable power benefits Juneau.
We got mines that want lower cost power. Those mines create not only the jobs, but they also pay our schools through the property tax. And so extending the lives of those mines through lowering their cost of power helps our community in many ways.
And he said his project will also provide the capital city with energy security and room to expand industries. Mitchell estimates it will cost $270 million to build.
This is just the beginning. So the fun part starts now, which is completing our financing. And this was a condition precedent for our financing.
He said in an interview that he's seeking a loan through the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Utility Service that could finance 75% of the project if approved. He's also pursuing investment tax credits, which can be sold for cash and could finance a portion of the project. To shuttle power to Kensington, the company must build several pieces of major infrastructure. Mitchell says the company will start by digging a tunnel that begins near the outlet of Sweetheart Creek at Gilbert Bay and runs up to Lower Sweetheart Lake, around 35 miles southeast of downtown Juneau. He says around 200 workers will be needed to build it, and he would prefer to use local labor. Juneau Hydropower's only contracted customer so far is Kensington Mine, but Mitchell has a build-it-and-they-will-come mentality, so he's confident that more customers will emerge.
So every interruptible customer is an unmet demand. They can be burned onto diesel. For every dock that's not electrified, that is an unmet demand.
To be clear, Juneau Hydropower and Alaska Electric Light and Power each have their own service territories where they're allowed to sell electricity. To electrify a cruise ship dock, mine, or other customer within ALNP's territory, Juneau Hydropower would have to enter into agreement with the utility and sell them the energy. The only commissioner out of eight who voted no to approving the conditional use permit was Nina Keller. She said she isn't sure there is demand for more hydropower.
I just am not convinced that where we are now and looking at any forecasts that we have seen that recently came out with where Juneau is going in terms of population, I just don't see the need as like today for it.
The permit the city issued has two conditions. First, the company needs to submit photo proof of a barrier to block sound and light from the powerhouse near Sweetheart Creek to protect local wildlife and recreational users. Second, the company needs to get a flood zone development permit. Mitchell says he's confident he will fulfill both requirements. And he says Juneau Hydropower could start offering electricity as early as 2028. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.
And a beloved maintenance employee at the University of Alaska Southeast starred in a low-budget sci-fi comedy a decade ago. This week, some UAS students screened the film to honor their friendly campus handyman and to satisfy their own curiosity.
Hello, aliens. This is Bruce from Earth. I'm still hauling my hog fat, all 20,000 tons of it. It's been 6 months since I left Earth. I miss puppies.
That's a clip from the 2014 film Space Trucker Bruce. It's about a space trucker hauling hog fat. You heard that right? Through the galaxy, who picks up a hitchhiker whose ship is broken down. Hijinks ensue.
Let's try and contact them.
You actually want to contact the people that sent that scary message?
We have to. If a ship receives a distress call, we're required to help by law.
It's a low-budget sci-fi comedy that just so happens to star UAS handyman Carl Sears. The film was made by a local filmmaker, Anton Dorian. He and Sears were old high school friends who reconnected in adulthood. They wanted to make a short film for the Jump Society Festival in Juneau. On a drive one day, they came up with the idea of making a comedy about a space trucker. But the ideas kept coming, and it spiraled into something bigger, says Dorian.
So it grew from making a short to making like a full-length movie.
6 years later, Space Trucker Bruce, starring the two of them, debuted at Juneau's Goldtown Theater. Sears says it's neat that the kids wanted to show it and invited them, but
it's cool. It's a little strange, and like, what are you guys doing with your lives?
The film has been out for 11 years now, and it's available for free on YouTube. So sometimes people stumble upon it.
People talk about it, and Occasionally a student will come up to me and say, "I just watched it. It was so funny," or "It was good," you know, or "I watched it," and they don't elaborate.
Sears says the film has been shown before, but this is the first screening he's come to. Ella Kelly is a residential advisor at UAS. She organized the screening, and like many students, she considers Sears a friend.
He's the only maintenance guy for housing, so everybody's had like an encounter with Carl. And they're all like good interactions because he's so nice and friendly.
Kelly says she didn't know about the film until she saw a poster for it outside of his office.
It's a great poster. It's always made me very curious because I'm a big fan of a low-budget film.
About a dozen students came to the screening, and they fill the room with laughter. And Dorian says he has a new project coming soon that Kelly may like. It's called Girl, Yeti, and a Spaceship. And there are some thematic similarities.
There's a bored state worker. He's in management, and he's bored. And he takes his dog out hiking one day, and he sees Bigfoot. And he starts following Bigfoot, and he finds this cave with a big spaceship in it. And the spaceship is broken.
Hijinks ensue. Dorian says it comes out next year. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Cromery. And as for the weather here in Juneau, it's currently 47 degrees and overcast this afternoon at the Juneau International Airport. Tonight looks like we're expecting 100% chance of heavy rain with a low of 42 degrees. Tomorrow looks rainy as well with a high of 45. Then tomorrow night, it looks like we'll downgrade to showers with temperatures between the high 30s and low 40s. This afternoon and tonight will also be windy with gusts as high as 45 miles an hour. Tomorrow, that wind will taper off a little bit. You're listening to KTOO.